The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Gary Smalley is an author. He's written a book called Making Love Last Forever. And no, this is not going to be a marriage seminar here on The Eric Stewart Show. But I think that the challenge that couples often face when it comes time to move is communicating effectively between each other. Some communication between couples is very easygoing. You have a conversation, everything seems to work out. Other times, there are bigger issues, harder for you to get clarity on what you should do, how you should communicate, how important a change in your venue is. For instance, perhaps you've been in your home for 30 years, and every time you touch on the subject of making a move, your spouse's response is, "I'm not ready yet." And every time you try to communicate with your spouse about how can we get ready, their response is, "I don't want to talk about it," or, "Why are you pushing me?" In other words, it's so uncomfortable to communicate with one another about the difficulty that the conversation, you almost don't even want to start the conversation because you know exactly where it's going to be and you feel like you're frozen until they bring it up and you don't know when that's, what decade that's going to be. A part of my job in real estate is I'm a little bit like a psychologist sometimes. I walk in and I ask questions, and I always look to the husband and the wife to give me answers to the questions that I ask. And it's important that both get a chance to discuss it. And resolving the challenge oftentimes is the biggest challenge that I have in the sale. It's oftentimes the house is fine. The house will sell no problem. But helping a client understand how to make a target that works for them. Meaning, you've been in the home, you've got all these emotional attachments to the property, perhaps. Perhaps it's just convenience, it's a variety of things altogether that you don't want to move, your spouse wants to move, you don't want to talk about it, they really want to talk about it, and how can you have that conversation? So I wrote a guide, actually, with much of what I learned in my practice built into this guide called The Right Sizing Guide. And it's not just about finding the right size place for you, which, by the way, might be where you live. You might decide to age in place right where you're at, or maybe it's to move to a condominium or an apartment or a retirement community of some kind. I try to tackle the difficult conversation individually, meaning you live in your home and you have specific benefits and drawbacks that are different from your spouse. You share common ground in certain areas, but the rest of it is about you and about what you're enjoying. So if you could be honest with yourself and maybe help your spouse be honest with themselves about where they really are, it might help them see things more clearly, but you can't, hit them over the head with a fish to get them to understand this effectively. In fact, it bruises the marriage oftentimes because they feel that you're being dogmatic about something that's just not important to them. So helping you understand where your spouse is better and helping your spouse understand where you are better will help the marriage. In the Right Sizing Guide, I take you through a process of evaluating where you are right now in 7 key areas of your life, including the social aspect, the physical aspect, the vocational aspect of your life. Are you fulfilling the call on your life? I remember when I was in the 8th grade, I was at Landon School, and I was talking with a friend of mine at the time, and he says, "What do you really want to do when you grow up, when you get older?" And I had always imagined that one day I would be a missionary in Africa. Now, I've never been to Africa, but I've never forgotten that I had that vision for a piece of my life, that at some point I would go to Africa, and missionary means I would serve the poor, and this is the way I envisioned it. It was going to be really hot, but it would be needful, and I could bring something to this group of people. And I've been on mission trips. You probably remember last summer I took my middle daughter, MK, with me, and we ended up in the Dominican Republic for about a week, serving an orphanage and in a leper home and so on. And that is meaningful. And that's a part of my call. Many years ago, I went to Russia. And many years ago, I went to Honduras and also Dominican Republic and right here in America. And I've served in ways where people really could benefit that takes me out of the comfort of what I normally enjoy. Well, I tell that story because a part of in my mind is one day, and maybe I'll be 75 when that comes around, I'll decide, hey, I want to spend 3 months teaching kids in school in Africa. And I'll fulfill that vision that I had for my life many years ago. And that brings me back to the right sizing guide, because in the vocational side of your life, evaluating where you are now and what your preferable future is, and let's think about what I mean by preferable. You would prefer to do something different with your life than you're doing now. And a part of being able to do that is letting go of some other commitments or implied commitments that you have. What do I mean by implied commitments? Well, an implied commitment would be you're purchasing newspapers and magazines, and each time one comes in, you have this commitment that you've made because you purchased it that's implied that you should read it. And I don't know about you, but I get the Wall Street Journal on a daily basis, and I enjoy the newspaper quite a bit for many reasons. I also like the New York Times, and I enjoy other publications like the Investor's Business Daily. But, hey, my life is full. I can't read all of these all at the same time every day because I'm committed to other things that I have a bigger responsibility. Yet, I have an implied commitment to have to read that because I paid for it. So a stack of papers begins to grow. And that implied commitment grows with it. And then at some point, I abandon that commitment and I toss them into the recycling bin, or I use it to start a fire or whatnot. But when you come to the point in your life where you decide, I don't know how to communicate with where I'm at right now, you need to stop and evaluate where you are and what it is you really want to do. It's not the knots in life that drive us forward, it's the wants. The knots are the things that we cannot do, but they rarely actually force us to move unless it comes to the physical side of life. When you cannot go up steps, when you cannot leave your house easily, when you cannot drive, those things are limitations that create inaccessibility, right? But most of life is about the wants and how can I move forward in the directions that I really want. So the Right Sizing Guide, which, by the way, is downloadable on our website, absolutely free at ericstewartgroup.com, is a wonderful tool to start a process of evaluating the motivation behind making a move and helping you and your spouse discuss that conversation. I love Gary Smalley. I mentioned him earlier. He's got a great book on marriage called Making Love Last Forever. And the number one request that he's gotten is better communication. And word pictures are a great way to communicate with one another. Again, download the Right Sizing Guide. I'll take you through a process of building a motivation, a through line, as I learned in acting school, is what drives the actor through the performance. What is your 30-second elevator speech, the why you want to move? And can you help your spouse actually understand that for themselves? You can both download it, go through it, and reach out to me if you have questions. I take a call. I'll take an email, too. You can get to me at ericstewartgroup.com or pop me an email at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. Well, I'm going to have to take a quick break. When I get back, Stuart Rosenthal will join me again, so don't go away.